We hear the resurrection history according to the four Gospels. As you follow along, beginning on page 8, you'll notice there are some sections that are in the bold print. The congregation is invited to read those portions that are in the bold. Early morning. After the Sabbath, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary of Magdala, Mary the mother of James, Salome, and others prepared spices to go and anoint the body of Jesus. At dawn there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they became like dead men. While it was still dark, the women went to the grave. They were coming to the tomb very early, just after sunrise, and were bringing the spices they had prepared. They asked each other, but when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. So Mary of Magdala ran and came to Simon Peter and another disciple, the one Jesus loved. She told them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." The other women went into the grave, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. They saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus from Nazareth, who was crucified. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' But go quickly. Tell his disciples and Peter, 'He is risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.' Then the women remembered his words. Trembling and bewildered, they went out and hurried away from the tomb. They were so frightened, they did not tell anybody anything, but ran to tell the disciples. So Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter got there after him, Peter went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside, saw it, and believed. They still did not understand what the scripture meant when it said Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. We join together in singing, "Christ is Arisen." Easter morning. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary of Magdala, out of whom he had driven seven demons. Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, 'I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary went to the disciples with the news that she had seen the Lord and that he told her this. The other women had left the grave, went back, and there Jesus suddenly met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders, they devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we'll persuade him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. When the women came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary of Magdala, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and others with them who told this to the apostles. But when they heard that Jesus was alive, they did not believe the women, because their words seemed like nonsense to them. We join together in singing verses 3 and 4 of Alleluia, Jesus Lives. Easter afternoon. Now that same day, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of his disciples while they were walking in the country, going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one living in Jerusalem who doesn't know what things have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to free Israel. And what is more, this is now the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women startled us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they didn't see him." He said to them, "How unthinking you are, and how slow you are in your heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer all these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they had urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" Then they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It's true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. We join together in singing hymn 157, "Jesus Christ is Risen Today." Easter evening. While the disciples were still talking about what had happened, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus himself came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. They were startled and frightened and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And while they were so overwhelmed with joy that they could not believe it, he asked one of them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish. He took it and ate it while they watched him. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and on the basis of his name, repentance and forgiveness will be preached to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You will testify to these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. Stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.